Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Over the last, since the season ended, I got with my what I call inner circle of guys that I make these decisions with. And, we talked about different people and two different people and came back to Drew as being the proper candidate to move forward with. And we're excited to have him here. I did a very good job in a difficult situation last year. And now having a full training camp and a two-year term to put his stamp on this team, we're looking forward to that.
Doug, it's Lou. What obviously stands out to you most about coming back to Drew and having the confidence that he can progress moving forward with this group?
Yeah, it was interesting, Lou, that when Drew got here, I hadn't really worked with him a lot in the American Hockey League. And then getting to watch him, how he runs a practice, how he treats and commands respect from the players in general, how our team played a little bit differently. And then you just looking to say, like, is there anything better out there? Is there something different that we're missing? And we just came back to our group that Drew had done what we'd asked him to do. We see progression. We see someone that's earned the right to take the reins, and we move forward.
Doug, how different do you expect Drew to be in his second season in the NHL, and how different do you think that he'll look tactically?
Tactically, I'm not sure there'll be a big difference. I think what all coaches do is they'll monitor what's happening in the playoffs to see what's having success, what's not having success. And I think we all know that it is a different animal usually in the playoffs. So you have to build a regular season team and a playoff team. And our goal right now is to build a good team. But I think what you're going to find is, or my experiences are, when you bring someone in mid-season, they have to hit the ground running. They're not coming into a good situation usually. And so now he's going to have time to build relationships and foster relationships in June, July, and August, get guys in training camp, a little less stress, a little less pressure to build that up. But I think our team game will look a lot the same, or there'll be small little changes. But I just think it's going to be getting his ideas and into the group and training camp and getting that to build that foundation.
Hey, Army, when you first made the change and you brought him on board, how serious of a candidate were you looking at him at the time? And you mentioned the progression. Was there a point during the season that stands out where you really thought he could be a good fit moving forward beyond the season?
Yeah, I would say it was probably end of January, early February, when we had worked enough, and I had certainly stopped looking for a coach for that season. He was gonna run that season out, and then it just grew from good times and bad times. We went on that swing out east and didn't have success, and how we responded from that. He learned from trial and error, I think, going through the league for the first time, and things just kept adding up. And then again, I'm so fortunate to work with quality people like Al McGinnis, Tim Taylor, Stanley Cup champion as a player, Scott Mellenby, over 1,000 games, Alexander Steen's taking a much bigger role in our team now, and Peter Chiarelli and Ryan Miller. And so I just keep talking to these guys about what we're looking for, what we saw, what we want to see. And it just coming back to, if you have it right here, acknowledge that and move forward. And that's what we did.
I think half the league have made coaching changes already. Like, what's the value? I mean, in terms of the last year, what's the value of continuity of not making another change now that team players have gotten used to Drew?
It weighed into it a little bit, but You know, I think all managers would say the same thing, all team owners and presidents, like you want continuity as much as possible. Sometimes this change is inevitable. I think if you look at the number of changes in the coaching fraternity over the last 36 months, I personally am not sure this is healthy. But it seems to be a trend that we're on now, or a cycle that we're going through. I do believe in longevity. If you can build relationships and go through it, and for some reason our industry is not working that way, and I hope it does change. But right now, having Drew having a relationship not only with the NHL players here last year, but he does know, he's been at development camps with some of our younger players. He has worked with some of our younger players. Now he's working with some of our veteran players. I think it just adds another layer to what we've been doing, and I think that's going to be positive for us.
Hey, Doug, for the last month or so, there's been the optic of, well, if Drew was their candidate and their guy, they would have just named him, you know, right at the end of the season. I know you're a process guy and a due diligence guy. Could you speak to how much more it mattered to you to do that process than worry about the optics?
Yeah, I just believe, Jer, like time is an asset. And you know, obviously, I tried to be as honest as possible at the end of the year. That list that started out long had gotten very short by after what I saw with Drew, but it was still a list. And I wanted to, with no emotion, no wins and losses, just take time to reflect. You know, to me, going to Europe is always a good thing. You talk to everybody every day, but you have a lot of time by yourself and thinking. And I do like to use the time that we have, and I like to gain as many different viewpoints. And it was interesting with Drew. We took a different tact. You know, I had guys in that inner circle. I tell you, interview him, and I think they found it interesting, and Drew found it interesting. And again, I just wanted to cement what I was seeing and feeling. I wanted to get their viewpoints. And so we just wanted to use the time that we had.
Okay, there we go.
Hey, sorry if you, I don't know if you already mentioned it or not, but did you say the entire staff is coming back as well? And do you expect to add anybody? Are you looking for additional experience, or how do you look at your coaching staff moving forward?
Yeah, when I was going through this process with Drew, he told me he was excited about working with these guys again, and all indications are that they will all be back. That's his recommendation to me, and that's my goal. They all have contracts, so that's going to be easy to do. I did say that we're open to adding someone if he wants. I want him to work with his staff and make sure he knows exactly what he needs. We want to bring the right person in if we add somebody, and that's going to be something that he and I can work on now moving forward. Again, you want to do things in a proper chronological order. One was to hire the head coach, and now the next thing is he likes his co-workers, and if he wants to add to that, we're certainly open to it as an organization.
Doug, how do you feel Drew did in that area of, you talked about wanting someone to have the respect of the veteran players, but also giving the ability to younger players to express themselves and grab a bigger role, and how difficult of a task that is. How do you feel like he did in that role? And do you feel like that's going to be important for him moving forward?
Yeah, I think that relationships are important. You know, it's a difficult task. And I think, accountability is something that every it's a buzzword that we all use, but accountability comes with consequences too, and you have to be able to accept it when the accountability is on your watch or it's affecting you, that you have the proper response. And I'm excited about Schenner and Robert Thomas, you know, as leaders with Parenko and Falk. You know, it gives them an opportunity now, knowing that they have a head coach. They have a feeling for how he's operated. It's up to him now to build that relationship with those guys. And it's up to those guys to help build a relationship with Drew. But ultimately, your ultimate goal, I think, is to be a player-run locker room. And I got the utmost respect in that leadership group with Schenner and Robert at the forefront. And then and Colton and Falker that they're going to take charge of this room and make that transition of leadership happen quickly.
So this is kind of a bigger picture question, but how has the role of a head coach changed throughout the years, and what are your expectations of that role with Drew now?
I think a lot of it is where you're at in your organization, you know, at what point. I think that you have to, you know, where we're at, we want to win. There's no question we want to win. We want to give veteran players the opportunity to have success and input younger players. I think that's different than where a different team is. And so I think each coach has to understand where the organization is at. But you can make massive changes quickly internally, and that's everyone's job to do that. But I think it's changed. I think there's communication things that are necessary. But at the end of the day, I also think that I do go back to, you know, like owners own, managers manage, coaches coach, and players play. And I think there has to be a collaboration at some point, but ultimately everyone has to do their specific job to the best they can do and not be overly concerned with walking into other people's areas.
Hey, Doug, some people are going to draw the correlation that if you hire a veteran coach and you make a bunch of changes, you know, the organization's of the mindset that you're going to compete sooner than later. If you hire an inexperienced coach, you know, the retool is going to take longer, you know, a couple, 3 years. Just what do you think the hiring of Drew and how this reflects on the retool and where it is?
Well, as I said, I think our goal is to have to get the most out of the players that are here now and to have the ability to input younger players like we did last year and moving forward. Quite honestly, like the guys from last year's draft, the only player I think we talked about at the end of the year that's going to be here that's going to really want to push for a job is Dvorsky, but that's going to grow each year. There's other guys that are on American League deals that want to come in and push and prod. And as I said, we're going to be observant of what's available in free agency and we can improve that team. So I think if you were to bring in a coach with, you know, 1,000+ games that's looking for a Stanley Cup on his resume to end his career, there's different organizations that are further along than that. So what we're trying to do is bring the proper coach in for us, but not saying that we don't expect to be successful and have a good year.
Army, how do you look at the head coaching vacancy in Springfield? How do you expect to fill that?
We had a call on that today with guys I work on at that level. We're down the process. We're talking to people now and our goal would be to get that done sooner than later, hopefully within a few weeks. But again, some of these things take, Andy, this could happen. Like I could hang up, we could talk to the right guy and just be done in a day, or it could take a few weeks, but that's next on the list. And I think this is the time of year, you know, organizations, NHL head coaches, American League coaches, getting ready for the draft, the U18s now free agency. There's things going on behind the scenes, and what you have to do is just sort of check them off one at a time. And the American League coaches is at the top of that next list.
I'm kidding, but do you plan to announce any more Swedish signings today, Doug?
Not yet, but it's early.
What can you tell us about Silvergaard? I know that these guys are depth signings, but is he a guy who could contend for a spot?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you, JR. That you know, I give that to Tommy Stodin, Steiner, Scott Mellenby, Tim Taylor, and they brought those names. I certainly watched video on these guys. We told them that where we are in our organizational depth, that there's opportunity here, and we expect these guys to come in and push. That's the great thing about training camp and these exhibition games is someone is going to surprise and someone's going to disappoint. And you want to be on the surprise side of the ledger and make it difficult for us to not have them here. But they have a pedigree. They've played against men, and I think they're understanding that they're coming over here and they're going to try and push for a job, and we're going to give them that opportunity.
Any final questions?
Hey, last thing for me, Army, real quick. Steve Ott coaching at the World Championships for Canada. What does that say about the evolution of him as a coach? And what do you hope he can absorb and bring back and just in terms of, you know, get out of being there?
Yeah, I just think that for him, he's going to work with quality coaches. He's going to get a chance to hear about different systems, hear about the relationship that different coaches have with players, how they go about doing it. It's a great growth opportunity for him. Steve Ott, I think everyone knows my relationship goes back to being in Dallas and drafting him and then developing him and then him going on and having a really good career and then coming here. I think he has the qualities to be a good NHL head coach. And anytime you can put down different experiences to help you grow, it's important. And again, it doesn't seem like a lot, but, you know, Steve's got a young family and he's taken a month, you know, a full month out and to go there to do it. It just shows how much he wants to grow and continue to learn. And it says a lot about his wife, quite honestly, that she understands his passion and not only accepts it, but wants him to be the best he can and support that.